Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Aulaxese or Vietnamese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Punjabi, and Thai.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami. Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic.
V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po škocjanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorejo cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko, po Postojnski jami z njeno človeško ribico in prestolnici Ljubljani, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostanin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Med svojo turnejo leta 1999, ko je predavala v 18 evropskih državah na željo po duhovnosti kopernečih ljudi, je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj sprejela povabilo blagoslovljene slovenske dežele. Kasneje je takole izpovedala svoje iskrene misli o slovenskih ljudeh.
The Slovenian people are very pure. I like them very much. It's the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression.
And then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, we were just so happy to feel the whole atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj se je vrnila v očarljivo republiko leta 2007, da bi osebno podelila nagrado za sijajno vodenje sveta tedajnemu predsedniku Drnovšku, za njegovo razsvetljeno vodenje svoje dežele, kot tudi za svetovna humanitarna prizadevanja. Februarja 2008 je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj odložila vse svoje številne obveznosti in odpotovala v slovensko prestolnico, da bi se pridružila ljudstvu pri slovesu od njihovega drugega predsednika, dr. Janeza Drnovška. Med svojim kratkim bivanjem se je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. Pri tem je tudi podarila 20.000 evrov v podporo Valdorski šoli in fundaciji za pomoč otrokom.
In zdaj vam z veseljem predstavljamo sledeči intervju z naslovom Moramo biti resnični ljudje med najvišjo mojstrico Čenghaj in gospo Katarino Trontelj, pisateljico za žensko revijo Ona in revijo za duhovno rast Aura.
How are your children? I heard you have children that you live like 1,000 meters above the rest of the world, something like that.
It's a great place, very peaceful in the mountains.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. I also live in the mountain now.
Really?
Yes, yes.
In which part of the world do you live?
I live in many parts, but many parts are in mountains. Yeah. You know, the one I begin, the place I begin my job is in a mountain. It's still in a mountain, yeah. And I have a place in Costa Rica, also in a mountain. I have a place in New Jersey, America, also in a mountain. And I have a place in Europe, also in a mountain. So we have some place near the lake also, but I love the mountain.
What is it about the mountains? Okay. Is there some special energy, something special about life in the mountains?
I guess I'm just like you. I just like to live. You know, I just feel high, you can see everything, panoramic view, mm-hmm. and fresh air, mm-hmm. and quietness, you know, less traffic, less people. But a lot of dogs and birds, so they make also noise. A different noise, comfortable noise, and no pollution noise. I love mountains because I have trees also, you know. You can hear the bird chirping, yeah. You can see the deer, animals, yeah. You can see goat, even swine, or wild hog. Yeah, they come around. Yes, I love them. This feels so nice, just comfortable. Actually, I don't know how to say it. Why? You just feel good there. It's just nice. And you feel nice in the mountain.
Yeah.
That's right, yes. We just feel nice.
What life there?
What life?
In the mountains?
Yes, tell me.
I feel like when I'm in the city, life kind of shrinks in a way.
Yes.
You know? And when I come to my mountain, I feel like life just expands.
It's true.
I feel alive.
Yes. You feel bigger, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
You don't feel so restricted.
Yeah.
Just this morning.
Your senses expand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you are able to send all the relatives, all them.
Yes, you feel different and you feel connected.
Yeah,
you feel connected with nature more. You feel like you are more one with everything around you. Just even this morning, you know, we're coming out from the hotel and I go to have meeting. I just told to my attendant, I said, oh God, I feel already so small in the city. I wish we could go back home quick, but we just have to do what we have to do, you know? So I'm sorry for this beautiful garden that you have here. We just use imagination, eh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, since we're talking already about the nature, I would like to ask you something about your activities in this environmental problem. In which direction the solution lies about these environmental problems that we are becoming more and more aware and people getting more and more nervous about?
Yes, yes. Well, there's not much for me really to say anymore. Your question answered it, most of it already, as you well aware of it. Because I think many people already know from the United Nations report, from a weather report, from a scientist report that our planet is really in peril, and also the solution lay in our hands, yeah? Number one, that we, of course, we have to lessen the so-called karmic retribution, and you know that so well. Karma is a Sanskrit word for, like, as you sow, so shall you reap in the Bible. We have to sow some different seed now in order to reap different fruit. We have to be less invasive to nature. We have to live and let live. So I just propose a very simple solution, like baby steps. I say all the time, like, first, we just try to refrain from all animals' product. I'll go more detail later. Second, we have to produce and use sustainable energy, new energy, like sun energy, sustainable forever. And the third, we have to plant trees. Each of us plant a couple of trees. Then we have billions of trees already. Suppose we should plant, of course, it's just theoretically speaking, but we should plant where there are no trees, at a desert and things like that. And the fourth, we pray to heaven's blessing, grace, to save us, to help us, to be able to strong to do it. Yeah, be strong.
Why do you think humankind came to this point of being so destructive to the nature? I'm asking myself this because how come we didn't see it earlier? Because there are some nations like Aboriginal people in Australia or Native Americans in America that they knew it all the time.
Yes, yes.
Not 200 years ago.
Yes.
Native American elders said, if you will go this way, this is going to be the consequence.
Yes.
And they knew. Why we, why Western civilization didn't know these things? Why were we so blind?
You see, because the so-called civilization developed too fast and they feel superior. They don't listen to the so-called elders, what you mentioned. The one that look very simple, live simple. And so the so-called civilized and developed people thinking that we're powerful. and the native elders don't know anything because they live so simple. We don't listen. Yeah? And not only we don't listen now, we don't listen to Jesus, Buddha. They always tell us the whole Bible, everywhere you can find. Okay, don't eat meat. Don't kill animals. Don't destroy nature. Mm-hmm. Respect all creatures of God because they're all from God. Mm-hmm. Same Buddhism, same Christians, same Islam, same Jainism, same Sikhism. All say protect nature, protect animals. For example, like that. Mm-hmm. Even if the Native American, for example, if they have to take something from nature, they do appreciate, respect, and try to replace it somehow. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. And not completely destroying at mass scale, like mostly what we do right now.
How do you see it? Do you think there is still time that people can change?
2 years. That's all we have.
The consciousness must change significantly in these two
years.
Yes,
we have to change, quick. Mm-hmm. We don't have time. But I'm just talking to you. I don't know how about the mass outside. And of course, my people, they have television, mm-hmm. and we broadcast in the whole world. Mm-hmm. Whoever want to listen can listen everywhere in every corner of the world, mm-hmm. because we have satellite and also internet TV. But that's all we can do, yeah? And we also print leaflet, flyers, mm-hmm. to tell people that it's really happening. Please mm-hmm. take care. Please do something. And that's all in our power to can do now. You see, it's up to humans to choose, mm-hmm. to decide. And we should decide to live. We should decide that we can do anything at all in our power to preserve our lives on the planet, because it's not just one life, two lives, just not my life, your life is the life of the children and the next generation. Mm-hmm. Just to have a beautiful planet and we destroy it is very, very pitiful. We have to decide different way. We have to walk in different way. That's it. We have to decide that, okay, we're going to be courageous. We do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take much. Just to be vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Just to plant a couple of trees, each person. Yeah, just to use the sustainable free energy.
That's only mm-hmm. three simple steps.
Mm-hmm. Refrain from animals. You know? Of course, I mean also killing by war, you know? Mm-hmm. But the number we kill in war is not as many as the mass, you know, killing in animal slaughtering. You know that yourself, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So it's only very simple. Refrain from killing each other and animals, yeah? Mm-hmm. For any reason, for food, for profit, for gain, for anything at all. Mm-hmm. Refrain from killing. Produce and use sustainable energy. Plant trees. Mm-hmm. We can have everything. We just do that. Yes. Not like we have to do a big deal stuff. No. Very simple. The sun is there for us to use forever. The wind is there forever. Mm-hmm. The waves in the ocean, you can use forever. Mm-hmm. It will never be finished. Yeah? Compared to other energy that maybe you have today, you don't have tomorrow. And maybe you even have to make war to take it. Mm-hmm. The sun, you don't have to. Nobody can possess the sun. Nobody can stop you from using it. So very simple, eh? Vegetarian. Sustainable energy, plant trees. And of course, we pray. Yeah? We pray so that we'll be strong, that heaven will help us to choose the right way. Mm-hmm. That's all. Four, solution. Very easy. Everybody can do it. Don't you think?
Sure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think even if, not just for the planet, to save the planet, but we should be more compassionate, no? The animals are so helpless and small. We're big and powerful and we can use all the product to eat and to live. We don't have to kill the weak and helpless just to survive. And now that our planet even depend on it, according to UN report, mm-hmm. so more we must do it. It's time. And you look everywhere. Mad cow disease, mass canceling of cow meat in the United States, mm-hmm. bird flu, blue tongue disease, salmonella, fish, mercury, raising everywhere. Mm-hmm. Animals is not good for us, even health-wise speaking. Mm-hmm. Everywhere is a warning sign. And the elder have talked about that long ago already. Why do they tell you to protect the environment? Why do they tell you don't cut tree, don't destroy this? Because they want to protect environment, not because they don't want you to cut it or anything like that. Not because they want to dictate you. Mm-hmm. Not because they don't know anything. They do know a lot of things. The elder, like American tribe, they know many things. Not many listen. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, the people, they think they're civilized. Yeah. And they think the people who live simple in a tent and don't build house and all that, they mean they're not civilized. No, no, they are civilized. That's why they're frugal. Mm. They live simple, so they don't destroy nature. Mm. So that they can have more of nature for a long time to come. Not just quickly cut, cut, tree, build everything, and take everything, and then we're finished.
Mm-hmm.
See? They're just simple because they're wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they live in the tent because they're too noble inside. Mm-hmm. They don't want to destroy more than what they need. In all the scripture, it says, take what you need. But no more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the elders,
the key,
they do.
Yeah.
That's why they live simple.
Mm-hmm.
Many wise people, they live simple. We can have everything. Just mm-hmm. some are too greedy, and that's how we arrive as what we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even kill for fun. Not even for to need the meal.
Yeah.
Nature allow you to take things when you really need it. But not to go out, even sport.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting, they call that sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Killing, suffering sport. Is never yeah. sport.
There one thing I would like to ask you is how you were related to our ex-president Drnovšek.
Oh, yes. See, I made a point to encourage people to be good. So I search out good people and give them a word. Yeah, not that they need it. The good people, they don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to magnify shining examples
mm-hmm.
so the world might follow, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in this direction, I found Dr. Drnovšek. And I also asked my association member, please, if you know anyone who's good, outstanding, noble, kind to man, animal, to nation, to human, to children, just let us know. And then we report and then we give them award. Mm-hmm. Just to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
Like for Dr. Drnovšek, I surprised him. Not that he wanted it, not that he even knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel he deserved it. His nation deserved to know.
Mm-hmm.
Or more than they already do, maybe. They know more than, maybe, at least they know that, okay, one more person respect their president. I'm sure they would feel a little proud, no?
Mm-hmm.
That somebody respect your president and come all this way to honor him.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I met him, we already air his goodness on TV. You know, like he's a vegan,
mm-hmm.
vegetarian, yeah? And he fight for Darfur,
mm-hmm.
and he fought for his people with his wisdom and love, not with weapon. He brought peace to your country and he lead them into EU Union, yeah? He did many good things, and he cared about the goodness of people and the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then somehow one day, my association members met him somewhere in Europe. I forgot where he went meeting. And then just by the way, they get talking, and then so he know about it, and then they ask him for interview, and then they interview him, and then we air also on the television about his wise counsel for the world. Mm-hmm. And then my association members say, oh, last time we met the president, he extended your invitation. You come see him whenever you hear, or he come to see you anytime, anywhere. I said, never mind, he's more busy right now, so we come see him. So we came and it's not like impromptu, you know. We say today and she call and then we go the next day. 2 days later, we came to see him. After she called him, yeah. So we just surprised him with mm-hmm. some sweet cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's how we came to know him. And we talk a lot. And later on, through email, and he also have participated in a teleconference because we printed one of his book in Chinese. Yes. So we printed some, and then he talked to the audience. You know, a lot of people are queuing and buy his book. It's number one bestseller in Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
You're from Taiwan?
I'm originally from Vietnam. But I have some Chinese blood, you know, somehow, somewhere. Probably ancestry. My father has a Chinese name, my mother a Vietnamese name. Mm-hmm. I guess I have both, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a British passport subject, you know. I'm glad I am representative of all people, you know.
Yeah.
So, but Taiwan was where I started my work, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we talked through the teleconference. He talked to the world through the teleconference. It was live on our TV. And on the 14th of February, he wanted to make another conference because I met a new book. It's called The Noble Wilds, where I describe how I talk to the wild animals and the birds and all that, and describe their feeling and their noble quality transmitted to me through interaction with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to know that they are just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have name even given by heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Our name are given by our parents or choice, but their name are given by heaven, or not all animals, of course. But the more noble quality, then they're entitled to a name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 1 year after birth, 2 years after birth, they have name. And there are different species and different noble level, yeah? So, we produced that book, and he was happy about it because all about environment, also, you know, and animals, and he loved it, so he wanted to be in the conference with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we already arranged that. Last minute, let's say his health. First, it was his health, and everybody prayed for his get better, but he didn't get better. And then so sad news like that. You know, the one who translate his book and my publishing staff, they're all crying.
Mm.
Not just me.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he was a great man, actually. We just love him. He was an early bird.
He's too advanced.
Even here in Slovenia,
He's too advanced for this political age.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, now that I think he wake many people up, I think that's why he exists, and he exists so quick. Just to wake people up, like even a great man like him, we don't last forever. We have to do something while we are here. You see, he left, but he never leave. He's legend. Live forever. So I think the politician should ask himself, what kind of legend do I want to leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
The moment I depart from the world, I will have nothing except whatever I have done for the world. Good or bad, it will be written in the history of the time. So they should think about that. See, he went. But everybody loves him, remember him. They're queuing from morning till late evening. Long queue, waiting for hours just to go in to write some farewell word. I saw it with my eyes yesterday when I went there to sign the book of condolence. They're queuing for hours, no complaining. All sad and so honored to be in there. And some crying. I was also crying a lot, because when I went there, I feel more emotional somehow, because I feel what people feel there also. Not just me alone, I become like one with the whole queue, and I feel their heart, and I just cry, I cannot help it. I couldn't sleep after the news. But I thought I'm over already, because I cried many, you know, many times, many days, and should be okay. And then, but when I went there in the palace, all the people queuing for him like that, and their heart were just melting me. So I just cry also with them. I think I cry with the whole Slovenia and the world, you know, because we truly have a great loss.
He was a very human.
Yes, yes.
Because many politicians, they just act like they are not really human.
Oh, sometimes. Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
Like, yes. Put down the human.
Oh,
they're
God.
Too afraid to express it.
Yes.
I think he was a brave man.
Yeah, he was very brave.
It was one of his most prominent things in his life.
Oh.
His being was this.
Yes,
he was
yes.
a brave man.
Yeah, very brave. He speak what he thinks.
Yeah.
And I suspect that if he wasn't a president, he would be even more outspoken.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he has to consider for the people, you know, politics, so that he can do more, you know, freely. So I said to him, we're going to arrange all for you. Wherever you want to lecture, we will arrange everything, then you just come and tell people. Yes. Well, first we print his book and later we plan. I told him that I'm going to arrange anywhere you want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you tell people what, and you will give influence to the world and help them to awaken to higher consciousness. We are okay already, and then because human world maybe have very less good karma, so we can't keep him like that.
Mm.
If we have better karma, maybe he would have been able to stay longer. He does. I'm thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in order to have something, we have to be meritorious. We have to be worth it as well, right? We have to earn it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So maybe if we change our way of life the way he wanted us, then maybe we have other great men also coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Slovenia, but maybe in every corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
More and more great people will come from heaven to bless our planet and to show us, you know, the better way of life. We have to be worthy,
mm-hmm.
I think, in my humble opinion. Of course, other people might think differently, but I think it's like that. You have to be worthy of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't just always pray to heaven, give us this, give us that, but we have to be worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give as well.
Mm. What does it mean to be worthy of these things? Yeah.
Of the grace of heaven?
Yeah.
Okay. We just have to be human, true human, like Dr. Donovchik. Like you say, he's very human,
mm-hmm.
you see? Some act like not human, maybe because of circumstance, make them push away, push down their human quality, as you said, like that. That's very good expression. They just push aside or push down their human quality to do something else, which is not up to human standard.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that is not worthy. If we are human, then we have love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We have knowledge of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we have compassion.
Cenimo vašo prijazno prisotnost pri današnjih besedah modrosti. Prosimo, pridružite se nam spet v sredo pri zaključku Moramo biti resnični ljudje. In zdaj sledi še več pozitivnega programa na Supreme Master Television. Prosimo, ostanite z nami in naj Bog blagoslovi naš lepi planet, da bi še naprej uspeval v ljubezni, harmoniji in sreči.
We appreciate your kind presence today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Wednesday for the conclusion of We Have to Be True Humans. And now, more positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned and may God bless our beautiful planet to continue to flourish in love, harmony and happiness.